everybody. Welcome back to MacTax. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the form New York IT-204LL. This form is mainly required for LLCs and sometimes regular partnerships. We're going to talk about who must file this form, how much this form is going to tax you on, and when this form is due. The reason why I wanted to make this episode, and it's very important for those of you who think you have until April 15th to file your returns, but you have an LLC that you report on your federal income tax return on Schedule C, this form is actually due on March 15th of the tax year, meaning you'll have to get this form filed ahead, 1 month ahead of when you normally file your tax return, which is on April 15th. If you have a regular LLC that's a partnership and you have other partners in the LLC, this form usually is accompanied with your federal 1065 and your New York partnership return. Let's get into the rules of who must file this return. The form IT-204LL must be filed every year by an LLC that is a disregarded entity for federal income tax purposes that has income gain, loss, or deduction from New York State sources. So that's all of you that have an LLC reported on your personal income tax return, your federal Schedule C. So that's rule number one of who must file. And domestic or foreign LLCs, LLICs, limited investment company, LLTCs, limited trust company, or limited liability partnerships, that is required to file a New York State partnership return and has income gain, loss, or deduction from New York State sources. That "and" is important, that you have to be an LLC and have basically activity in New York State. And the last criteria, so we discussed two criteria. There's the disregarded entity LLC. Particularly, it's going to apply to most of you who have a Schedule C. If the entity is disregarded within a partnership, then you also have to file this form if they have income gain loss activity. You have to file it if you're an LLC that is required to file a New York State partnership return and you have income gain loss activity. And if you have a regular partnership that is required to file a New York partnership return that has income gain, loss, or deduction for New York State purposes and New York gross income from the preceding tax year, so the year before 2021, 2020, 2020 tax year, of at least $1 million. So those are the three criteria for who should file. Criteria 2 and Criteria 3 have two criteria within them that you have to meet to file. Criteria 1 is just if you're disregarded and you have activity within New York State, you have to file. Form IT-204LL should not be filed by partnership, LLC, LLP with no income gain, loss, or deduction for New York State purposes, who is filing a partnership return solely because as a New York resident, or IT-204LL should not be filed by a partnership, LLP, or LLP with income gain, loss, or deduction from New York State sources, regardless of whether or not it is formed under the New York State law, aka if you set up your LLC in the state of New York and you have no income gain, loss, or any activity during the year, you don't have to file it simply because it's registered in New York. It has to have income gain, loss, or deduction activity. And IT-204LL should not be filed if the LLC or LLP has elected to be treated as a corporation for federal income tax purposes. I would highly recommend, if you fall into these criteria, you can find these instructions online. You just type in instructions for form IT-204LL, New York State 2021. It's the first page under general information, who must file. Filing fee computation.
The amount of the filing fee will be based on the New York State source gross income from the tax year immediately preceding the tax year for which the fee is due. So your filing form, New York IT 204 LL 2021, you're going to look at your New York gross receipts, not from the 2021 tax year, but for the 2020 tax year. So if you had activity in 2021 and you had no income in 2020, the preceding year, the filing fee is $25. That is the lowest amount. There is a sliding scale for the fee. Up to $100,000 is $25. $100,000 to $250,000 of revenue is $50. $250,000 to $500,000 is $175. $500,000 to $1 million is $500. $1 million to $5 million is $1,500. $5 million to $25 million is $3,000. And any New York source gross income over $25 million gross revenue for New York State purposes over $25 million is $4,500. That is the max fee. All right, guys. I hope you found this episode helpful. Please send your questions over to jmccarry@mactaxcpa.com. You can find the email in the description of this podcast. Let us know what tax questions you want answered, and we will see you on the next episode.